Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Gary Mitchell, who's on the board of directors at Riverwalk Theater, also a performer as well, correct, Gary?
Well, some people don't think very well.
Well, we're not debating we're not debating the quality. We're just yes, indeed, you perform, and I'm sure it's quite well. Well, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. You have just announced recently announced the expanded 2011-2012 season, and I'm a big supporter of good performances and good theater in this town. So I wanted to talk to you about what folks can look forward to at the Riverwalk Theater this year.
Well, as you point out, we just unveiled our 2011-12 season, and we are have a wide variety of shows that are taking place. Two major big musicals. In fact, I'll be producing both those musicals, Annie and Follies. We have a number of comedies, kids shows, dramas, a wide mixture. We have about actually more than 20 different productions that are taking place at Riverwalk this year. That includes our main stage theater, our Black Box, which is smaller productions, some stage readings, and some fundraising activities. So, well, we've got some stuff going on pretty much all the time, all year here at Riverwalk.
I'm looking at the list now. It's an ambitious list.
It is. We've been very blessed in a tough economy by having a very committed networking, a very strong fundraising activities, and so yeah, we've been very blessed. And in a time when, as you know, some theater groups have really been struggling, Riverwalk continues to flourish, and hopefully we can continue that.
Well, there was a great article in the Lansing State Journal written by Ken Glickman, and that I kind of used that to do a little bit of research on you, and you've just led into exactly where I was going. You know, other theaters well known in the area as well haven't made it, and I did have to laugh at some of the points in the article. Talked about artists don't do well and don't know how to save money, and a lot of theater groups are not known for good financial planning. Somehow the right folks have been assembled at the Riverwalk Theater.
Well, we have a number of people who have been very good in terms of applying for grant money, and of course getting grant money today is like pulling teeth, but we've been very successful whenever we've raised money. And I've always felt this in my heart because I've belonged to different boards from different theater groups. I always feel when you ask for money, you need to tell people exactly what is that money going to be used for. If you're going to renovate the lobby, if you're going to install all new lights, and tell them what you use it for, and make darn sure that you can show the results after you've raised the money. And Riverwalk's done a pretty good job about that.
So don't be generic in general.
Well,
tell them exactly.
And the other thing, and I have to be candid with you, Riverwalk owns its own theater, and obviously that takes a tremendous financial pressure off them. So it does give them a little latitude to be maybe somewhat a little ambitious and even at times maybe take a chance on some different shows. It helps, obviously, if you own your own theater group. But, you know, again, you still have to put a product out there. And, and you have to keep putting a good product out every year.
Well, and clearly you're doing that. Last season, you talk about sold-out performances. Again, the article mentioned that the Riverwalk Main Theater holds 247 people except for one particular night of Hairspray. It held about 255.
Yeah, it did very well. And I'm expecting that Annie, is just a classic musical. We're going to spend an extra day just doing auditions for one night along for children. And I should also point out, by the way, this coming Sunday and Monday, we have a joint venture that we are working with Michigan State University, and we're doing auditions for a show called Conspiracy. Even though the show will be in the fall, we're doing the auditions early to accommodate Michigan State University, and it's about basically the Nazi concentration conference that took place late in the war, and God help me for saying this, but that was really designed to what is the most effective in the most inexpensive way, most effective way to exterminate the Jews. And it's an incredibly grim script, but also an incredibly fascinating part of world history.
Well, I can only imagine how powerful that one is.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be one, I think, that's going to test some audience members. But I think theater junkies will love it. But it's a fascinating script, and it's actually taken from actually what had literally taken place. And the auditions are going to be this Sunday and Monday at Riverwalk. But I'm also, by the way, producing another show for another theater group, the whole Diamonddale Community Players. And I don't know if you got any information on that or not.
We are
producing Guys and Dolls, the quintessential Broadway musical.
And I have done that one a couple of times myself. So
it just never dates.
Well, I think, and as you well know, someone who is as enmeshed in the theater as you are, good theater is just plain good theater. It doesn't date. If it's done well, if it's written well, and the music is good, oh my.
Whenever I produce a show, I do a lot of research, and one of the things that I discovered about Guys and Dolls is that it has been performed on stage more often than any other musical in history. And that is from high school to Broadway. And I kind of was a little surprised about that. I kind of thought it might have been one of the old Rodgers and Hammersteins, you know, Oklahoma or Sound of Music or something like that. But I was really quite surprised that Guys and Dolls is performed more often than any other musical.
And how long? Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know, you go back, and what tells you a lot about this show, again, it's a quintessential Broadway production. It opened in 1950. It ran for 1,200 performances in 1950 as a musical, and it has had such great revivals over and over again. It's just, it has weathered the test of time. There are a lot of musicals that, quite frankly, I think are starting to show a little mileage, that beg for a revival, an updated script. Guys and Dolls, I don't know what it is about it, but it's a funny show. It's just based on some great characters written by Damon Runyon, and it's just really weathered the test of time.
Well, and of course the songs involved that people know, Luck Be a Lady, I've Never Been in Love Before, and of course Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, that gets everybody going.
That is the showstopper. It is.
Well, your laugh tells about having recently watched the performances as they're getting ready to perform for the public. When are those performances?
We open May 12th through the 14th, and again the 19th through the 21st, and that is at Holt Junior High School. And you can obviously call Holt High School for tickets. The performances are at the junior high, but you can call the Holt High School for tickets or visit the Holt Diamonddale Community Players website.
Very good. And the summer season for Riverwalk opens the July 21st with a show called I love Contemporary Farce is the description of Flaming Idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I may know some of these folks.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a lot of starving actors. So, we do open with that. We open with Annie, and then again, Conspiracy. Basically, in a nutshell, a kid's show that we're doing, The Surprising Story of the Three Little Pigs. It's a little bit of a revamp. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Smokey Joe's Cafe, that's another basically a musical review type of show. The Little Prince is a collaboration with the All of Us Express Children's Theater we're working with. And then we finish with Follies at the end. And that's not including, of course, obviously, our Black Box productions, which are the little more smaller downscale productions that we do.
Very good. Where can people... Oh, one, I did want to ask you, you talk about some of fundraising efforts. Anything coming up?
Not that I know of. We always do something at Silver Bells in the City, mm-hmm. and, I'm not directly too much involved in the fundraising activities, but obviously we have a very extensive website, and you can go to the Riverwalk Theater website or call 482-5700. And you can get all the information either by phone or by the website.
Well, perfect. Gary, thank you for letting us know what we can look forward to with the Riverwalk Theater. And location-wise, it's next to Impression 5 Museum on the beautiful Grand River.
It is.
And I appreciate your time tonight and look forward to some great theater.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gary Mitchell on the board of directors at the Riverwalk Theater, also a performer and producer, of course, as well. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.